Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with head coach Jesse Jablonski, just days removed from qualifying for the state tournament for the third time in 4 years. This year, obviously, very special with 12 seniors on the roster. A 5-2 win over Clear Creek and Mana that, you know, early on, a little bit of come from behind dramatics, but ultimately your guys showing the stuff that they've been building to coming into the state tournament now as the number two seed. Your thoughts about how your guys were able to finish business this week with Fairfield and CCA and give themselves the opportunity they've been playing for since they were in Little League?
I think the Fairfield game, we'll start with that one. Our guys just really, really played well. Teagan threw a heck of a game that night to just really get us going. He ends up with a shutout in that game. And offensively, we executed really well. You know, a little bit of a slower start offensively, but once we got going, I think the bats just gained a lot more confidence as the game went on. And we execute late in the game with some bunts and a suicide squeeze and just a couple of key hits, and defensively we played really well. And then coming out against Clear Creek, they were they're a phenomenal team, one of the best teams we've probably seen all year. We fall behind early in that one, and we make one error in the first, and they have the bases loaded and nobody out, but we turn a huge double play and we limit them to one run. And that's an inning where, if that blows up into a 3-4-5 run inning, that game looks maybe a little bit different. But credit to Nathan Carey for making a big pitch and in the middle infield for making a big turn there, and we get out of the inning with one run. And our guys have been comfortable playing from behind all season long, and I think a lot of that has to do with just the experience of this group, like you mentioned, the 12 seniors. They've got big game experience from previous years and growing up, and they showed that experience in the poise that they maintained throughout the game. Even we get the lead back 2-1 and Clear Creek comes back right back and scores to tie it back up. But again, the poise and the experience of our guys really stood out, and I thought that was really one of the biggest differences in that Clear Creek game. And again, late in that game we execute bunts and we get some key hits, and that's what playoff baseball is all about, is just executing and doing the little things right. And right now we're doing all those little things right, and we're getting that execution, and that execution is not coming from just one or two guys. It's the full lineup top to bottom.
Well, yeah, and that was maybe the big difference in both games, especially with Fairfield. It wasn't necessarily, and they've had great games and had some big moments, Samuel or Ando or Isaiah. It was those bottom of the order guys, and we've talked about that all season. There were times where you had some losses and you had no production from 5 through 9 in the lineup. And if you're going to be a team that does contend for a state title, you don't have to score 10 runs, but you certainly need those guys down there at least getting quality at bats.
For sure. I mean, I think if you want to make a deep run, you've got to have 7-8 guys on a night-to-night basis that are willing to contribute and able to contribute in different ways. And it's not always hitting the ball off the wall, and it's not always coming up with hits all the time. It's drawing a walk and working a count and getting a bunt down when we need you to get a bunt down, or hitting behind a runner and just doing, again, those little things to just have a team at bat. We talk a lot about team at bats and quality at bats, and the more of those that we can do, I think the better chances we have to score, and the better chances we have to manufacture runs, and then ultimately better chances to win.
Here at Jesse Jablonski, head coach of the Pella baseball team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee as we check in before next week's state tournament, Monday night, 5 o'clock, Sergeant Bluff Luton. And before we talk specifics about the bracket itself, we talked about this in the preseason interview. We talked about this in the postseason interview last summer about building to this moment and being with this group. You would be very disappointed if you didn't get to this final eight. But at the same time, it feels like when I was talking to all the guys after the game on Tuesday night or Wednesday night, that the job's not over yet either. So trying to celebrate the moment and the accomplishment, but knowing this wasn't the end goal, has to be, I'm sure, a fun navigating part as a coach, and especially with so many seniors and even multiple year starting juniors and sophomores that are eager to go chase this title.
I think, as we set out to start this year, and even thinking back all the way into the offseason workouts, this group kind of had a little bit of an unfinished business attitude. They were happy to make the state tournament last year, and they were happy to be there. But as we lose in the first round and come home, I think they were already looking forward to 2025 and just putting in all the work. And they fully expect to compete for a state title. Now they're not so focused on that they can't celebrate the sub-state final win, and they did, and that's great. They should. Because being one of the top 8 teams in the state is a great thing. But now our focus, after a day off on Thursday, we're back at practice on Friday, and we're focused now on the next game at hand, and we'll take it one game at a time. It's kind of cliche, but you know, that's the way we have to treat it right now, because, you know, every game could be your last, so we got to go out and play like that.
Well, and I would say if anyone had a list of favorites, whether it was preseason rankings or even through the middle of the season, just about everybody who thought would be a contender is probably there at the state tournament. Not a ton of surprises out of the sub-state outside of maybe an MOC Floyd Valley or something like that losing. So the bracket is certainly full this year. There's been some years where you get this mix where you see three or four unranked teams get there, but this year definitely the favorites are there, and you're among them.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the way a state tournament should be. I thought the brackets were really well done this year as far as just making sure that the top teams were kind of split up, and getting those top teams to the state tournament's always a fun thing because it does make for an exciting tournament. It makes it for a little tougher road to win it all, but you know, whoever comes out of this bracket, there's some really loaded teams, and there's some teams that are in this tournament that have some phenomenal arms. You know, we're one of those guys, but you know, there's a number of other teams as well that have some really good arms. So, you know, somebody's going to earn their way through three wins, and they're going to have to really grind it out over next week. But you know, we're excited to be there, and we can't wait to get started.
One of the unranked teams that's there, and because you're the number two seed, afforded that first round opponent that's not ranked, and that's Sergeant Bluff Fluton. Not a shabby team by any stretch of the imagination, but as often the case across the state, Western Iowa can often be an enigma sometimes with how things play out. They don't have a very long drive to get to the stadium, obviously. They're going to be right next door, so a little advantage there, but an opportunity for your guys to have earned that two seed and have an opportunity against an unranked foe, and one that you're still working on learning a little bit about.
You're definitely unfamiliar with them. You know, we've seen them at state tournaments when we've been there as well. So we've seen them play a little bit, but obviously not anytime recently. I think 2022 is the last time we watched them. But you know, I know Coach Nelson up there does a really, really good job with this program. They're a solid team year in and year out. So I know they're going to be well coached. They're going to be fundamental. You know, so we have to come out and be ready to play. You know, ranked or unranked, it doesn't matter at this point of the year. You know, state tournament is the best eight teams in the state. So. You know, we're going to prepare for a battle, and I would imagine that Sergeant Bluff is going to give us everything we can handle. So, you know, I think we just need to continue doing what we're good at, and that's pitching and defense. You know, we've relied on it all year long. You know, if we can continue to pitch it well and play good defense, and, you know, and then just find those couple of guys in the lineup each night that can produce for us and execute and do the little things right offensively, I think we can manufacture the runs. You know, and that's been our game plan all year long, and you know, it's got us so far to the state tournament. We're going to continue to lean heavily on those pitching arms and the defense behind them.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. Our coverage will begin at 4:45 from Lewis and Clark Park in Sioux City. Pella versus Sergeant Bluff Fluton on 92.1 KRLS. I'll be joined by Rich Schulte for game one, and then to be determined the rest of the week, of course, with softball ongoing as well. That's Jesse Jablonski, head coach of the Pella baseball team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time, and hopefully a long week ahead of us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andrew. Look forward to seeing you up there.